This is News Talk.
Well, it's all about freedom on the front pages, and in particular, when we'll be allowed to go on abroad holidays again. So the Irish Examiner this morning: return to sun holidays likely by August. A return to foreign sun holidays is likely before the end of the summer, after the government said good news is on the horizon in relation to international travel, with the domestic tourism season expected to restart in June, which would allow people to holiday, of course, in Ireland. It's expected the resumption of international travel could be permitted before the autumn. However, don't start booking your flights just yet, because we're going to have to wait to book flights and whatever, as an exact timeline will not be announced along with the further easing of restrictions next week. So I suppose they're kind of teasing us a little bit, saying, yeah, it looks like we'll be able to fly abroad, but next week, for example, there's not going to be sort of, oh, you can travel abroad from August 10th or anything like that. But certainly a positive if you want to go abroad. I'm sure other people will be delighted to just holiday in this country and go to different counties. The Irish Independent Minister's push for foreign holidays by the end of the summer. International travel, including foreign holidays, could be on the cards later this summer, ministers have signalled. And it seems it's all because of the new green certs for people who are vaccinated. It's an EU-wide plan for digital green certs from June, which we hope would pave the way for the reintroduction of travel. Ministers believe it could allow people in Ireland who are vaccinated to take foreign holidays in other EU countries before the end of the summer. And the big if, of course, here is if the public health situation remains stable and the vaccine rollout is not disturbed, or if there's no delays to it. The Irish Sun, similar story on the front page. Vacation once again. Fully vaccinated Irish people could be jetting off on holidays before the end of the year. Simon Coveney said good news is on the horizon as the EU looks to set up digital green certs in June. And I don't think I'm giving away any secrets here when I say that Simon Coveney would be known as one of the more cautious ministers. So if he's saying that, certainly there is some confidence about this. The Irish Daily Mail: the slow return to freedom and a tentative easing, is how they describe it, of restrictions will see click and collect, hairdressers and religious services return next month. And this is after the two parliamentary party meetings last night, Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Tánaiste Leo Varadkar both telling their TDs and senators that they were on course to begin easing restrictions from the 4th of May despite vaccine setbacks, and retailers will be allowed to operate a click and collect service and they can have outdoor sales, and then also barbers, beauticians and hair salons will be able to operate in the initial reopening, and church worship, public worship, also looks like they will be eased in May, any of the restrictions surrounding that. The Irish Daily Mirror: let us pray. Church services such as Mass and some sports are to get the green light by government next month, and hairdressers and shops are expected to reopen on a phased basis as lockdown eases. So, I mean, look, it's on the front of all the papers. I think it's pretty fair to say that this is going to happen. The Irish Times goes with a different story, still to do with COVID and still kind of positive. The government expects to begin using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as early as next week, and the Irish Times describes that as a significant boost to the under fire inoculation programme. Political leaders warn that the single dose vaccine is vital to hitting targets and easing restrictions. Experts on the National Immunisation Advisory Committee will meet today to discuss its use. So I suppose members of NIAC are going in with a lot of pressure from the public, from media and indeed from politicians, that we really need this Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But of course they'll have to consider the safety of it and consider what the European Medicines Agency will say. Also, NIAC considering today the possibility of extending the period between the two doses of the Pfizer vaccine, which would enable more first shots to be given. Now, Luke O'Neill, I think, would be happy about that. He'll be on the Pat Kenny Show this morning here on News Talk. By the way, also Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald is going on the Pat Kenny Show as well. And another story, actually it's interesting, the Irish Daily Star is the only newspaper not to go with COVID as its main story. Instead, they go with Jerry the Monk Hutch, and apparently he's grown a long beard and a mop of hair. And obviously he's wanted over the murder of David Byrne, and there's a big warrant out for his arrest, and they're trying to find where he is. Maybe more difficult if someone has a long beard and a mop of hair, of course, to try and find them. Now, interesting story on the front of the Irish Times to do with children in school. Carl O'Brien writing here that schools are being allowed to choose whether their toilet facilities will be gender neutral under new construction and refurbishment guidelines from the Department of Education, and this will certainly get people talking this morning. An updated school design guide states that most toilet facilities in future will include self-contained cubicles with their own doors and communal access to sinks. And the illustration guide for the plan shows boys and girls accessing the shared facilities. A spokesperson said it will be a matter for individual schools to decide whether they will have mixed sex or male or female toilets. And this obviously, as I say, will get an awful lot of people talking. Some campaigners who are opposed to gender recognition legislation claim the move will leave girls feeling unsafe. Others will welcome it. You have Owen Shinners there, principal of Educate Together Secondary School in Limerick. He said it's an inclusive step, and his school's new building, which is due to be completed in 2023, will include gender neutral toilets. I'd love to hear your views on this. You can text me here on News Talk 53106. Good idea, bad idea, you might let me know. I mean, in some schools, children have to use what are called disabled toilets if they don't want to go into a gender-specific toilet. Staying with children, actually, really interesting report in the Irish Examiner, and certainly you would be quite concerned about this. Today's children are the most self-centred, saddest and stressed on record. This is according to one of the world's leading respected educational psychologists, Michelle Borba, and she advised Sesame Street and Harvard on how to deal with children, and she's going to be speaking at an Irish webinar next month. But she says, while we may be producing a smart, self-assured generation of young people, today's kids are also the most self-centred, saddest and stressed on record. And she says she's never been more worried for young people than she is about the current generation. Final story for you comes from the Irish Daily Mirror this morning, and this is to do with beauty pageants, and the drama is off the charts with this. First of all, congratulations to an Irish woman who's now been crowned the new Mrs. World. But the reason she's been crowned Mrs. World is because the original winner quit the role in controversy after she pulled the crown off a rival's head. Kate Schneider, who was runner-up in the beauty pageant for Married Women, was elevated and claimed the title of Mrs. World after the resignation of Caroline Jury, and she created a ruckus on stage. Apparently there's videos of this, when she forcefully removed the crown off the head of Mrs. Sri Lanka and claimed the competition was unfair. Mrs. World organisers said they'd been contacted by Mrs. Jury and informed of her decision to quit. So because of that, Mrs. Ireland, Miss Schneider, is the new winner. She, her maiden name is Miss Galligan. This is Kate Galligan now, Kate Schneider. And she shared a photo on Instagram of her wearing the Mrs. World crown and her beauty pageant sash. Well done to her. Very dramatic indeed.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is News Talk.